Hello.
Good morning, Christian. How are you doing today?
Hey, man. Good. How are you?
Doing great, man. Thank you for asking.
Did you get my email?
I need to check that now. One moment.
I'm driving to Chattanooga, Tennessee, because I'm off the rest of the week, and I asked you if you'd be available at 5 Eastern Standard Time. My ETA back to Chattanooga is 3 p.m.
Okay.
And that way, I got my debit card, everything ready to pull the trigger. It's hard when I'm driving.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's
I'm always on the road, man. I do in-home sales. I travel all day, and I got the rest of the week off, so I'm traveling back to Tennessee to see the family.
Gotcha. Okay. So you said 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah. So that would be 5, 4, 3, 2. You're on Pacific.
Yeah,
right?
It'd be 2 o'clock my time. Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah, I'm
sorry, dude. I'm not trying to cause any problems. I promise you, I'm ready. I'm gonna do it. I thought about it last night. Sounds like a good thing. So I'm ready to sign up. It's just hard for me to get everything.
Yeah. Yeah. That's no problem. That's no problem at all. While you're driving, I don't want you to do that. I mean, would you have a moment to pull over? Because like at 2, instead of us doing that call, if you're like in a safe place and stopping, we could just do your onboarding instead, and it would just literally take us 5 minutes to process everything now.
So does 2 o'clock not work or something for you? Do you have another call then, or?
It just around then, and also I'd have to speak with my supervisor just to extend the hold. I don't want
to,
like, just in the case of that.
All right. So what? Let me see. So what all do you need from me then?
We're gonna take a payment, and I'm gonna do something called our voice verification script. It's just gonna take me like 5 minutes at most to go through it. It outlines the service details, and it's just an added form of protection for you. And as soon as I do that, I process the payment, we schedule your onboarding, and that's it.
All right. So let me make sure I got everything right. So the fee today will be what, $400 or $450? Which one was it?
Yeah, $499 today, just that flat fee, and then that's all that's due pretty much for the next month.
Okay. And then that's immediately after I do everything, y'all are going to start trying to get me unbanned from Google, right?
Yeah, that's why I wanted to, instead of doing the callback just to process, we could do like your actual onboarding for today. Instead, like it's like a 45 to an hour long call. They get all that information from you, anything that I don't get from you, and really making sure that we can get you unbanned as soon as possible. I'd just like to get this rolling for you, because that's definitely going to be something that we just got to take care of as soon as possible.
So when would I start the 13 Google ads? That wouldn't be until I get unbanned, I assume, or?
Yeah, so that's what's going to happen that second month, because not only do we have to get you unbanned, we have to start that verification process for Google Guarantee. If you remember, they do the background check, they do the licensing and insurance check. So with that, they use something called Everton. It's like used by all the Fortune 500 companies. So they have a lot of people using that platform. So it takes a little bit of time to check through all those things through that platform and kind of make sure that you're 100% legitimate before they allow you to be on that platform. So that those 13 leads and that budget for the 13 leads doesn't roll around to that second month. About that time, it takes about 4 weeks to get verified on that platform.
Okay. And then how, after I get banned, then y'all immediately start working on me, getting put on, the front page of Google, right?
Yeah, exactly. So the Google Guarantees one thing that won't roll around to the next month, and we can actually start providing those leads. But as soon as we get you unbanned on Google, which should generally take about a week or so, we'll start programming you efficiently so you start showing up organically on searches as well. So before you even start having those leads come in, we'll slowly start having your presence build up on Google alone and also those other platforms I was talking about. about yesterday.
Okay, so when does Google start the background check as far like as licensing and everything? Because I have my license, I have all that. Like I said, my license is out of North Charleston, South Carolina. That's where my business license is, but all my business is done in Tennessee, and you don't have to have a Tennessee license until you live there. So. But I have my business license. I have all my LLC stuff. I have my EID number. I have all that stuff.
Okay, let me just check one thing for us, because I just want to make sure.
Because I called the secretary of.
I'm sorry to cut you off. All you need, Christian, because for Tennessee regulations. All you need for your industry is just a minimum of $100,000 in general liability, and that's it. We don't need your licensing. We just need that, like a proof that you're like just your LLC, and then of course the background check. So just those three things is what we need.
Okay. And when do they need all that, Bob?
It would be nice to get it as soon as possible because we want to get that. Because, like I said, it takes about 4 weeks to process all that through Google and the Everton, and we'd like to get that generally rolling with at least all those documents to us within the first 7 days of you being on board.
Okay, that's no problem. I can definitely have all that to you probably within, honestly, by the next few days. So.
Perfect. Yeah, that's all we require, and that's really as much as we need. We might need, like, one more verification process from you just to get you unsuspended. But outside of those three things there, I really don't see anything else. I mean, of course, pictures and stuff, but we won't need too much information from you after that. Once we get that access and once you give us the documents, then we can get everything going for you.
Okay. What kind of pictures would y'all need?
Any pictures you have, any pictures of any, like, equipment, more so the jobs that you do, like, just some things to show off your business. We can provide ones, but we'd really much more prefer to use pictures of your own, just so we can show off your work,
well,
your business, what have you.
The only problem is all, like, I have planners that do all the work, so I run everything from my house in South Carolina. And all my planners do all the work in Tennessee, but I can look at them, like, getting some pictures and stuff and send it to me. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's really easy to grab pictures. I mean, like I said, we can provide some just non-stock photos for you, but at the same time. Yeah, so we can do that for the time being. And then, of course, as you get those pictures, it's really easy. You just email them to us and we take care of the rest.
Okay. That works.
For sure.
All right, man. If you promise me y'all will take care of me, man, I'm ready to go ahead and lock it in.
Yeah, man. We definitely will. We like the biggest thing, like I said, is just getting those documents over to us, working with us in those first 7 days, essentially, so we can get everything verified for you. And once we get all the access and the documents we need, we'll take the reins from there and take you exactly where you need to be, get those results that you're looking for.
Okay, and what's y'all's like contract? Like, do y'all, is it like month to month? Is it like for a certain time? What is that?
Yeah, so we do allow you to cancel at any time. It's not like you can't. We do ask for a 3-month agreement. That way you see the full results. Everything's at the absolute maximum of what we can provide in those 90 days.
Right.
I mean, generally, you'll see results start coming through around the 45-day range, but to see the maximum one, we do ask for the 90 days. Essentially, with that, if you do terminate before then, it's just an early termination fee of essentially $200 for each month that you don't stay with us. So if it's...
Yeah.
So essentially just get your money's worth, see the full results of this in 90 days. I guarantee I haven't seen a single person that's given it that 90 days not be satisfied with the results they see.
Yeah. I mean, I'm brand new. I mean, I'm having results off of Angie's. So if I'm having results off of Angie's, then I know I'll have results on Google.
With
the...
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, when you get these leads coming in specifically and directly to you, it's a night and day difference. It's a whole different ballpark.
Oh, yeah.
You're not having to get into a bidding war and kind of like sell yourself more so. These people are genuinely interested in you getting the job done from you.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, my full-time job is I do in-home sales. So, like, so far, I've had, since Monday, I've had 8 Angie's leads. I've gotten 4 of them on the phone, and I've closed every single one of them that I've gotten on the phone. The other 4,
oh, wow.
I could not get, the other 4 on the phone, I could not get them on the phone. So if I can have somebody actually call me direct wanting the service, I mean, it's a done deal.
Yeah, and that's exactly what this is. So it sounds like a perfect, if you can sell like that, if you're closing to that rate, you're going to find a bunch of success with this.
Yeah, I do in-home sales, dude. I sell bathrooms to people like the first time I meet them. So this is residential cleaning, like a game changer.
Yeah, I mean, it's really going to help you out having these type of leads come in.
They're looking for it. But I already have a website and everything, so I just need to get listed on Google, man, and that'd be fucking awesome.
Exactly, because you do have a good-looking website, but essentially right now it's just like having a really nice billboard in the middle of nowhere. We just got to put you in front of some places that really needs traffic, and that's what's going to drive business at the end of the day.
Yeah. Well, all right, man. Liz, what do you need from me?
Yeah, so to start off with, what kind of card are we going to be utilizing for this today?
Let's see. Stop.
And I understand we're just using it for this one, and then whenever you get that new card, we can switch it over for you, no problem.
Yeah, I should have that new card. They said in about 7 business days. So.
All right, perfect.
My dog is freaking hassling. Hey, chill out. All right, it'll be a Visa.
Okay, great. And I'm ready for that number whenever you are. Oh, I'm sorry. What's up?
And you do work at Local Splash, right? I hadn't even seen shit showing that y'all work. I do. There's so many, dude. I do. Like I said, I do in-home sales, man. There's so many fucking scams going on.
Oh, man.
Crazy. So
part of the reason we give you a like business line is because with this type of like exposure and traffic, we put some security on that business line for you that weeds out the spam and spoof calls that you would have otherwise gotten. We're fully aware of that. I mean, before this, I worked in cybersecurity sales, and oh my gosh, it was insane, this type of stuff that's going on, especially with AI nowadays. And that's also why you got suspended. Is because people were using AI to make fake businesses, and Google had to tighten up their security.
Yeah, it's rough.
Yeah.
All right. But yeah, man,
I
100%
work here.
Yeah, it's going to be a Visa, though.
Okay. Shit. Thank you, and I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
All right, man. So it's 4545. 0700-9538-1262.
Thank you. And the expiration date, please.
0927.
And the CV code as well, please.
243.
All right. Now, like I said, we give you that business line that serves as like a security wall that weeds out that spam and spoof calls you would have otherwise gotten with this exposure. But even with that, just because of how many of these scammers there are on the actual internet, the likelihood of maybe one or two trickling through is likely. So what we do is set up a security question. That way, if you're ever suspicious about who's calling you and you want to make sure it's us, you just ask us this question and we'll immediately answer it for you. So for that question, we have three different options. We have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to use?
I'll do my mother's maiden name.
In about 1.5 miles.
And what's the answer to that one?
It's very good. Christian.
Huh, that's cool.
So am I going to get like an email with documentation and everything showing like everything?
Yeah, so actually we aren't able to keep your money for longer than 72 hours without you signing off on the terms and conditions. And those terms and conditions are going to send you to you immediately via text as well as email as soon as I process the payment. And I know you're driving, just when you do get to a stopping point, just make sure you look that over and sign it when you can, because we would like that done before your onboarding. But yeah, definitely you'll have everything and plain, clear, simple terms and detail about everything and the features, expectation dates, payments, everything.
Okay.
All right. Now I'm going to go ahead and start this voice verification script. It's essentially just recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement and also just an added form of protection for yourself. I'm going to go ahead and start that, but if at any point I'm going through this, Christian, you're confused about what I'm saying, please feel free to stop me and I'll make sure to clarify anything you need. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that's perfect.
All right, great. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Fit and Fresh Cleaning Services, LLC.
Great. And please state your name and title within the business.
Christian Stevens, and I'm the owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Great. Now, I know you're driving, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to text you our direct line. It's just what we're going to call you from here on out, as well as how you contact us. Just save the number under the name of the business, Local Splash, so you have that all handy for you whenever you need to reach out. And that being said, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
And do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with Local Splash?
Yeah.
Yeah, essentially just let us know if you hire on anyone else to do marketing for you so we know how to accommodate it.
I mean, y'all do know I'm doing, like, Angie's Leads right now, too, right?
Yeah, so. I mean, Angie's Leads is more of a lead-based service. We're talking about, like, actual marketing campaigns, but we'll pretty much clear you away, so I don't think that's going to be an issue with that.
Okay.
You won't really need anything else. Now, okay. Like I said, the verification process is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. These include the proof of insurance, Google Guarantee application, and any other items that we might need for the verification process. We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within the time frame may result in delays for your account. Do you agree to submit these items within the first 7 days?
I agree.
All right, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, November 6, 2025, in the amount of $499. This is a 3-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payment will automatically renew on the 6th day of each month in the amount of $249. This will be a monthly reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, and this is the number I'm sending to you via text. At 877-635-6225, you must speak to a live representative to prevent charges on your next month of service. Contact client support at least three business days before your next billing is due. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply.
Sounds good.
All right, processing that now. Uh-oh, I got flagged for fraud.
Oh, shit. I swear, man, friggin' Truist. God dang it.
Yeah, it happens, but I guess it's better than the other way around. It just accepts, like costs that no like type of screen. I definitely had a card like that before that's accepted the most fraudulent charges ever.
Oh, shit. So, I mean, I'm not getting a call or an alert for fraud, so what do I need to do?
Well, maybe give it a minute or two, and then, I mean, if you'd like, I could just stay on hold if you want to call them up real quick.
God, I hate freaking calling them, too. Shit.
Yeah, does it normally send a text to you?
Most of the time it calls me and lets me know, but...
Yeah, we could give it a minute or two. If not, you can just call them directly. I mean, I'm in no rush with you. Could just stay on hold, and that's no problem.
I wonder if I can call a local office instead of having to call, like, their other...
Do they have one around you?
I mean, I know a bank, yeah, I can call them, so...
Yeah, you could probably get help like that. If they don't have good customer service at their actual HQ, you can maybe see if the bank can.
Let's All right, I'm about to try to call them and see if that local office can help me. Let's see.
Okay, that's no problem. I'll be right here.
Hey, this is my name is Christian Stevens. I have an account with y'all, and I'm trying to make a purchase, and the company said that it flagged them for fraud, and I'm trying to figure out how I can remove that so I can purchase what I need to purchase.
You talking about your debit card?
Yes, ma'am.
Your debit card was flagged?
I was trying to make a purchase and it flagged it because it said it was fraud, but I need to.
There is a number at the back of your card. Hold that number and I'll wait until you be able to remove it from your card.
So is it the U.S. service? Is that the number I need to call?
Yes. The one that is on the back of the card, yes, sir.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it.
You had a problem.
Thank you. Oh. All right. I'm about to call this other number.
Yeah, it's no problem, man. Sometimes they let you do it. Sometimes they don't.
They flag so much damn shit, dude. It's so aggravating. Oh. of course, it says the lawn's busy. You know, these fucking kids, man. Oh, I hate fucking tourists. God dang.
You said you're with Truist?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that number that they're having you call the 844-487-8478?
How'd you know? God dang, y'all know fucking everything.
Yeah, we have like a little database here about like helping us out with transactions and stuff that we got from our billing department.
Yeah. That's the number she told me to call. It's saying it's fucking busy. Y'all aren't fraud, right, dude? Don't be scaring me now.
Definitely not, man. Definitely not.
No, I thought y'all were credited with a better business bureau, so I always trust that. God dang, dude. What the hell, man? It's just every time I call, it's so freaking busy. I wish that it would literally just give me, like, the thing on my mobile app so I could just remove it myself.
Yeah, I mean, I have it set up for myself to just get text for it, but I don't bank with Truist personally. I mean, I know, yeah, normally I just get the text. That's crazy that it's just going to busy though. See something real quick. I'm gonna see if I can try to process it one more time, and maybe they'll call you then. Otherwise, I just had to do something else.
I don't even understand how it's busy if they have so many people. Like, they should just be able to just put me on hold until somebody can get to me.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm trying to see if there's any other option for you right now.
Let me call that office back, see if maybe they can transfer me over there.
Oh, yeah, that's smart.
Thank you for calling. My name is Melissa. How can I help you today?
Hey, yes, ma'am. I have an account with y'all. I was trying to make a purchase for something, and it flagged my account to where I could not make the purchase. I just called and somebody told me to call this 844 number on the back of the card so I can remove it. But I've called it about 10 times and I just get the busy noise to where I can't get on or talk to anybody.
Okay, I can take a look at it for you, but unfortunately without you coming to the branch, that sidewalk, we cannot remove from the branch. You have to speak directly to me from the fraud department directly. But I think we have a different number for you to call. Let me just double check and make sure, because it'll tell us what number for you to reach out to.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, no, I mean, I'll,
I can talk to anybody. I just need to be.
Yeah,
I just need the chance to be able to talk to them.
Of course. What do you know, your social or your account number or your debit card number so I can
give you
a look and take a look?
All right. So, let's see here.
Thank you, Christian. Okay, let me take a look here.
Okay,
debit card. You need to verify the last four
of the
debit card.
Yeah, so right now it's 1262. I'm using a temporary card at the moment.
Okay, yes. Thank you.
Okay,
let me
take
a look here. How much was the transaction that you were traveling to do?
$4.99.
Okay, I see it. Is it local to
Blackie? Yes,
ma'am. Okay, I see it. Okay, give me 1 second. Let me get you that number for the debit card fraud department. So this is not the 844. This is directly to debit card fraud. Let me know when you're ready. I can transfer you if you'd like. I can give you the number and I can transfer you.
If you could just transfer me, that'd be absolutely perfect. I would appreciate you.
Of course, just hold on for just a moment, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love that. One girl tells you to call the car, the other girl tells you that I'm not supposed to call that number.
That is pretty ridiculous. Me as your witness, man, that is pretty ridiculous in itself that you got two different answers and one person that's obviously a lot more helpful.
Right. Well, at least she told me it was for a local flash. That makes me feel
bad. We're not trying to pull anything on you for sure. I'm glad she could verify that with you.
That girl called me yesterday, man. I'm just like, dude, how the fuck did she find me? Like, I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, we do a pretty good job at our prospecting, and obviously, we're doing a good job because we found you. So definitely, I'm happy we did. I'm sorry.
Verification and to ensure your privacy, we will be asking you to enter 3 pieces of information. If at any time you do not feel comfortable providing this information, you may press 0 and be transferred to a Truist Fraud Specialist who will be happy to assist you. Please enter the 2-digit day of your birthday. For example, if you were born on January 2nd, please enter your 5-digit mailing address and code. Please enter the middle 2 digits of your social security number. Please hold for the next available teammate. Visit Truist.com/details.
Now they're going to transfer me to somebody that don't speak English.
just to verify something, that's pretty insane.
Oh my God, estimated wait time 5. Yep. Well, now that I got 5 minutes, how the hell did that girl find me yesterday? If I'm not on Google, just interested.
Yeah, I mean, you technically are on Google. Like, everything's on Google at this point. If you're on the internet, you're on Google. It's actually partly Google. They give us like a data sweep of essentially businesses that don't have a bad reputation on the internet, but have like not a big reputation. And then once you fit into kind of that niche category, then they make a list for us. And then we look through that list, verifying that these people are in fact don't have the exposure as well as don't have a bad reputation ourselves. We also look into the area it comes from, making sure the area itself has a demand. There's people doing active searches for jobs that are within that category. So once we do get you that exposure, there are jobs for you to get. And then once we've certified all that, then we actually start making the calls to the area, just trying to find that business. And once we do, like we have with you, we close out the entire area. It's specifically only working with you and getting you to that first page.
Dude, I'll tell you, man, like my goal is, you know, I've been doing in-home sales for 2 years now. And, you know, I was always like, I've been seeing a lot of stuff where people were like, the residential cleaning business is one of the top growing industries in the United States. And
right.
when I started like looking into it, I started talking to a few people that do it, and now that I've actually like started doing it, dude, it's fucking crazy, man. Like a lot of people are needing cleaners, man. I mean, it's nuts. Like just this morning I woke up and a guy called me needing like a deep clean for like he's about to get, like he's about to move to Chattanooga.
Right.
Cause he's like doing some contract work for four or five months. And he wants me to do like two deep cleans and then like recurring businesses. And dude, he's going to pay me like over $1,000 for two cleans. And I was just like,
oh,
dude,
wow.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, that's nice. And that's the thing about this industry. I mean, you're right on the head of it. It's one of the fastest growing industries simply because of how often people are getting cleans. I mean, they get the reoccurring ones for houses, for businesses. You get the move-in, move-out cleans. You get the Airbnb rental cleans. You get the office cleans, gym cleans. I mean, everybody needs a cleaning, and everyone needs it pretty consistently. So you get that money coming in. Like pretty much all the time. There's always jobs to be done no matter where you are, especially if you're in a populated area like yourself. There's legitimately a job to be had every single day of the week, if not multiple times a day of the week.
Yeah, that's what my buddy said. My buddy does it in, he does it in Florida, and I forgot the name of his business, but he said last year he made over 300K like his first year doing it. And
wow.
he said the best thing about it is just the like building up the recurring business, so you just have constant income coming in every time. And
exactly.
I mean, he showed me his calendar, and I mean, he's just booked for months with just like recurring business. And I was like, dude, that's fucking nice.
Yeah, that's the nice thing. Once you get these clients, you do a good job on them. I mean, that's a client. That's someone that's going to have a job for you every month, if not every 2 weeks or so. It's really nice.
And he's like, dude, it's quick money. You get paid after every clean. He's like, dude, it's nuts. He was like, literally, he goes, I sleep till noon every day. He's like, I wake up, I book all my cleaners. He's like, and then I just chill the rest of the day. And I was like, dude, that's fucking crazy.
That's really nice, man. That's really nice. Might have to look in to start one of them myself, man. That sounds really nice. Dang.
Yeah, because my thing is I was like, you know, like I make very good money with what I do now with in-home sales. And I was like, well, I'll just, you know, start the cleaning business off on like a side. But now that I'm like down in the edges, I was like, dude, this shit's legit. Like, there is fucking money to be made for sure. And the thing he said was you can open up multiple locations. So like, you know, like if I grow it in Chattanooga,
you know, to a certain spot. He's like, if you want to get bigger, he was like, you can open up one like in Nashville or something like that. You know, like
exactly,
it's just,
yeah. Yeah, exactly. We'll help you out with that too. Like that's all you, like when you get to that point, which I definitely think you will, if you already have that in mind and you're willing to, I mean, we'll definitely get you to a point where you find consistent work and consistent enough where you can expand into other cities. We take care of that all the time. I have clients of my own who have done that, like started off very small, very local, and we brought them into several cities. Like I have a general contractor who's going actually onto his fifth city right now. So we'll definitely take you there. We can definitely take care of the marketing and I'll provide that type of work.
Yeah, man, if y'all take care of me, man, I mean, I'll use y'all for everything.
Yeah, and that's what we're looking for. We're not looking for the quick dollar. We're definitely looking for longevity, just developing a long-lasting relationship.
Yeah, but so far, man, I just need the leads, man. Like, so far, Angie's been good. The Angie's leads have been not bad. You know, I don't get a lot, but they're not bad. Facebook has been absolute assing, like friggin' terrible. Like Facebook ads have been non-existent, so I'm cutting that shit out like immediately.
Well, we're running them for you, and we are a partner of them, so we've been trained by them. They gave us some resources to utilize, and that makes all the difference with the Facebook ads, because with those targeted ads, you really kind of got to get specific with them. You got to make sure that you're showing up in front of the right people. Otherwise, like you said, they're just going to waste at the end of the day. They're not going to give you the results you need. And it can be pretty hard to figure them out, like in a lot of cases. And even in the sense with the access we have to them, we can really get into finite detail and make sure they're showing up in front of the right things. Because with the target advertising, you really got to be careful with that. It's really easy to kind of tweak it in the wrong direction and just put yourself out entirely into the wrong people and not get the top results. But we'll take care of all that for you. The Facebook ads I like because they'll actually be the first things that'll bring in some jobs for you while we're getting everything set up for you. We'll have the like the Facebook ads out there generally within the first week or two. And how effective those are, they generally start bringing in calls pretty quick.
So the company that's doing my Facebook ads now, do I just need to like cut them out, or what do I need to do?
Yeah, I mean it. If you'd like, I mean, there's really no reason to keep them on and kind of double pay because
yeah,
it is part of
this
package. Yeah, it is part of this package. I mean, part of that reoccurring $249, $100 of that goes directly to your Facebook ad budget, which is roughly about 400 ads a month. So that's certainly more than enough what you need on that platform to really bring in some jobs on loan on there.
Okay. No, that makes sense. Yeah, I mean, I haven't really been getting any hits on it, so I might as well cut it out just so I don't double pay.
Right. And definitely give us an opportunity to. We got some good specialists in-house that manage all of our...
Hey, yeah, how are you today?
Sorry.
Hey, I'm doing good. I need you to remove... I tried to make a purchase with my debit card, and it got flagged for fraud, and I need to remove that because I do approve the payment. Christian Stevens. Okay. I'm sorry, what did you say? Oh, okay. I told you, dude.
You weren't lying.
It's the same thing every time. I'm like, God dang. Hey, yes, ma'am. That is valid, yes, ma'am. Hey, yes, ma'am. Okay, so do I need them to, so the additional one that he did, it was flagged, so it didn't go through, right? So do they need to run it again? I just don't want to be charged multiple times. Okay, awesome. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome.
No, ma'am, that's it. Thank you. Well, that was hard enough.
All right. Thank you for taking care of that, man. I really appreciate it. Definitely wasn't the easiest process, but we got it done. Thank you for doing that. All right, let me go ahead and process this. All right, perfect. Well, Christian, I do want to be the first to congratulate you, man, and welcome you on board. Excited for you. I definitely think this is going to be definitely going to drive you the results that you're looking for and really help you put your best foot forward with this business. I definitely think it's the start of a long-lasting relationship to come. Now, you can sign those terms and conditions when you get the chance. Let's go ahead and schedule your onboarding. Would you like to do it for that 5 o'clock slot, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time?
How long did you say it's for?
45 to an hour.
45 to an hour. What do they go over? Just everything or?
Yeah, I mean, it's getting all the information I didn't get from you, setting up the avenues for you to submit any documentation that we need from you, essentially giving you like timeline breakdowns, just getting all the information together so that way as soon as they can get off the call, you can submit the documents to them and they can get right to work. I mean, they generally
we'll do that 5 p.m. slot.
Perfect. Give me one moment. I'm just scheduling that out for us. All right. Well, I got that scheduled up for us, Christian. We're good to go. There's nothing else we need to do currently. Just when you get the chance at a stopping point, please sign those terms and conditions at least before our callback and that client interview. But again, we're all good. Welcome to Local Slash, man. I'm excited. We'll call you up here later today and get everything rolling for you.
All right, man. Sounds good. I look forward to it. Y'all take care of me, man. I need it.
Definitely will, man. We'll definitely take great care of you. I'm honestly excited to see the results we bring you. I'll call you up. I'll actually be at the start of that call just to introduce you to the specialist, and we'll call you up and get everything going.
That sounds good, man.
All right, perfect. Well, Christian, I'll talk to you here in a little while later today, and we'll get everything on board and rolling for you. Otherwise, stay safe on the roads, and I'll talk to you in a little while.
All right, man. Appreciate you, man.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, bye. Cheers. Bye.